Grease?
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering something. Since you do so many voices on the radio...
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering if you ever thought of doing, like, stand-up comedy or something like Saturday Night Live or something like that.
Speak louder. I do stand-up comedy. I have a whole nightclub review. It's a star-studded extravaganza.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But have you ever thought, like, maybe Saturday Night Live or something like that?
Yeah, maybe one day. My problem has been right now that the people that in charge of those kind of things don't know me from a hole in the ground.
Aw, well, you're going to make yourself bigger.
Well, light the lights, hit the heights, honey. Everything's good. I can just see it right now. Some hideous. Ladies and gentlemen, catch a rising pill. Welcome, Zito Grease Minnelli. Hi, everybody. Good to see you. Whoa! Wacky Chevy Chase pratfall. One of these days, yeah, Mish, one of these days, all right?
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, one of these days, I'll be lighting the lights. But right now, I kind of like being the old storyteller. There's something so intimate about the radio. So intimate, to be able to hold each other close like this every day. And to get involved in wacky stories. Get down. Get down, get down. I am, by the way, and I say this... not as a plea for help, but I am looking forward to that bone dry at 10 o'clock. I mean bone dry!
No, senor.
Ugh. Just take a look. Now, you tell me, I know you may not be a gin drinker, but let me show you this bone dry. You tell me this don't look good. Thanksgiving. Now, we don't normally do anything other than family, but we kind of felt a little sorry for the Glauback. Because, you know, all their relatives are either on slabs or they live across the country, so. So the Glaubacks didn't have anybody. My honey said, why don't we invite them all? I said, hey, we just do family. I don't like having so many people you can't sit around the table. You got a food balance that you hate. Eating buffet style. She said, but the Glaubacks is... Oh, for God's sake. Sophia, get the phone, would you?
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Don Quixote, please?
No, senor. Don Quixote y Sancho Panza no están aquí.
Thank you. I said, the Glaubacks, you know, they crowd up the place. But you're right, the spirit of Thanksgiving, we should invite them. So, doorbell rings. And I got this... TV monitor, I could see who's at the door. I said, look at this, honey, look at this. The Glaubachs and a German Shepherd. You didn't say anything about a damn dog! Open the front door, the dog comes in there like a shot. The Glaubachs are like, oh, hi. Make right for the bar, of course. Meanwhile, the dog goes berserk. We had hors d'oeuvres set out on the table, boom, hors d'oeuvres go flying. All over the place. I'm like, honey, Glaubach, look at the vision. And they don't say anything. Don't you like that? You got a dog practically hunching your leg and nobody says nothing. You want to choke it out, maybe you get a reaction out of it. So I'm, you know, hideously well-bred. I don't say anything. I just sit there angrily puffing on my camel. Taking those angry puffs. You take a puff and take it out of your yap. Trying to have conversation with these people. The dog runs downstairs. I hear a puddling sound. I'm thinking...
No, senor.
Finally, the dog comes back. Back upstairs, jumps on the couch, on the furniture, and starts eating one of the pillows. Finally, I can't stand it anymore. I jump up, I yell, damn it, Glaubach, can't you control your dog? He looked at me and said, my dog? I thought he was your dog. Oh, no!
The Grease Man.